We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Mike Olick Jr. with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Mike, my partner, Dustin Fox, who you know, has not seen American Gangster. He's not seen Braveheart. I'd probably give you a list of a million movies he has. What do you have to say about that? Is that good? Is that bad? Do you not care?
It's an embarrassment.
You know what? Like, it's tough because, like, those are movies I care about. But this is what happens all the time now. Like, we got a weird thing in 2020 where there's so much content coming out all the time that I'm always hearing from people like, oh, have you not seen this show or that show? You got to watch this. And it's like, I got three shows I'm watching right now. I'm backed up on all that stuff. So it's hard to catch up on some of that stuff. That being said, American Gangster is a great movie. This feels like an appropriate time to drop a My Man that's really – you know, right. Not in the best intentions of Dustin here that he wouldn't get. So, unfortunately, this is going to fly right over his head now.
Well, I am a total embarrassment in terms of big-time movies. I haven't seen The Gladiator. I haven't seen Braveheart. I mean, like, the classic movies I've never seen.
Usual Suspects? Have you seen Usual Suspects? I can't remember that one.
Come on, Kaiser Soze. I've seen that one. Thank God. Thank God I've seen that one.
You know what, though? I can share in this with you. Like, there's a lot of, like, all-time great sports movies that I've never seen. Like, I've never seen Hoosiers. I've never seen Bull Durham.
Wow.
Like
what?
That. Like, oh, yeah. Wow. I'm a complete disgrace to my father in that sense. So, believe me, I remind him of that often to get under his skin.
Talking with Mike Olick Jr. Hey, Mike, you know, obviously, we're all living through this crazy time. We're doing shows at home, and it's kind of nuts, and we're all looking for predictions on football. So we're not going to ask you if the season's going to be played because nobody knows the answer to that question, and it's stupid. But let me ask you this. If they don't play a preseason, how bad will the product be week one?
Oh, it's going to be rough. Like I was saying this morning on the show, people that are very happy about the current situation, meaning the idea that we might not have a preseason or at the very least we're only going to have two games, are veteran NFL players and defensive linemen. Because all you hear from veteran NFL players when they're going through it is how they're just trying to get to the regular season. They know the game like the back of their hand at this point. They just need a little warm-up to get that you can get with practice. And then defensive linemen, because the place that I think is going to suffer most is the place that has certainly had a difficult time, even since the 2011 CBA went into effect, of the offensive line. You have less time on the practice field together, less reps to go about for a unit that just needs it for the basic continuity that you need to play the position. So it could be ugly because you could have an influx of young offensive linemen, especially at the tackle position that we know were a huge run in the draft this year, that are all of a sudden going to be operating with a lot less time under task, a lot less time working with the offensive line coaches that they got to in the NFL without the benefit of an offseason program. So now all of a sudden you have great defensive linemen like Chase Young who can come in as a rookie and see ball, hit ball. And in that case, it unfortunately means for the NFL, see quarterback, hit quarterback in a league where those are the moneymakers and the ones driving everyone to TV.
Mike Olick Jr. with us from ESPN. Mike, what are you hearing on college football? I mean, I think NFL happens 100%. I think there's too much money there. I think that it's you know, unless the president shuts it down, we know he's not going to. We'll have NFL. What about college? What do you think about college football?
I think we're going to start it for the same reason, because money. Like, you're already seeing, like, the Ivy League programs flirt with the spring season. You're seeing D2 and D3 programs say it's just not worth it because those aren't schools and those aren't athletic departments that are funded by the revenue from football. Every D1 program is back on campus making it work. Like, we just talked to Herm Edwards this morning. The state of Arizona is on a shutdown for 30 days of bars, restaurants, and gyms. But that does not include universities. So University of Arizona, Arizona State, any other university out there, you still have athletes on campus working out in the small groups, going through the same protocol they've got because the money in all of this. So I think it's going to start come hell or high water, but I'm very worried about a finish in all of this. You see some places you're starting to get better news as we get into second and third rounds of testing for athletes that are on campus or coming back in waves. But overall, you still have the variable of, all right, well, what about the campuses that are going to allow students to return on campus this fall? What does that influx of extra bodies and extra variables around there bring? So I think we'll see teams have to forfeit games this year because players, staff, or coaches have a poorly timed round of these positive tests. And I think we could be in jeopardy of not finishing, but it's going to start. That much we can probably be sure of.
Mike Golic Jr. with us from ESPN. Mike, whether it's the NHL and what they're doing, the NBA, you know, baseball all hopefully starting in July, what change schedule-wise or rule-wise to any of these sports are you most excited to check out?
I'm most excited to check out Major League Baseball, the overtime rule, the beer league rule that they're bringing up from the minors of having a guy, once you get to extra innings, starting on second base there and kind of moving that along, just because I'm hoping at this point that the true blue baseball folks all hate it so much that we maybe get to a pitch clock here. Like, that's, I think, the best you can hope for, because every one of these seam heads, as I found out that they were called, that I had no idea was a term a while back from Tim Kirchen, all universally have rejected this idea of starting a runner on second when we get to extra innings in this shortened season. So, as pace of play continues to still be an initiative that Rob Manfred and the league talk about, I'm hoping they all hate that enough to say, you know what, cooler heads prevail. Why don't we throw that pitch clock up that we've been trying out in the minors and think might be a decent idea, because anything is better than what they just trotted out. So that's my hope for this, for Major League Baseball.
Well, let me get into it with you, Mike, because I am one of the – I don't like that term, seam head. I hate that. I don't care what –
You are a baseball traditionalist. You're an old school – Mike, they call him here at the station Lord Baseball. So that's how old school he is.
Well,
baseball.
Here's the thing. First of all, and it's inaccurate, because I'm totally on board with the DH of the National League. I've been in favor of that. A lot of traditionalists wouldn't like that. I love the DH. I don't like this rule. I'm fine with it for this year. I'm also fine with a pitch clock. I actually think a pitch clock is a good idea. But the commissioner, I don't care what he wants. He doesn't even like baseball. He is the worst commissioner I've ever seen in the history of sports. And the idea, this idea about speeding up the game, and that's fine. You want to speed up the game, fine. But is all of a sudden a bunch of 20- and 30-year-olds that don't care about baseball going to watch a lot more baseball if the game averages 2:30 instead of 3 hours? No, I don't buy that at all. So I think a lot of these changes are a waste of time. That's kind of what bothers me. I'm not afraid of change. I just don't think they're going to – those are things – I think, hey, making the players more marketable, doing things like that, that's going to get people into it, not making the game 20 minutes faster.
Listen, I agree on the player marketability side. I think ultimately that's what drives sports in this country are personalities that people can buy into on this. But the one thing I'll push back on, and it's anecdotally, it is purely my experience with this, but here in Connecticut, we don't have much in the way of professional sports unless you want to outsource it to New York or Massachusetts. But we did get a minor league baseball team, AA affiliate of the Rockies, the Hartford Yard Goats, a few years ago. And I go out to those games all the time in the summer, and the minor league's been operating with a loosely enforced pitch clock, but one that still gets the job done pretty well. And those games, I get it, different level, all things I will concede. But like you said, for that concession of maybe 2.5 hours as opposed to three or plus on that, these games are a tight 2 hours and 20 minutes, 2 hour and 30 minutes, and it's a perfect day at the park. It's a perfect amount of time to go out there. And listen, as a viewer, it might make me a little more inclined, less that it's going to finish the total amount of time, and more that I'm just going to avoid all of the things that baseball's already kind of looking at trying to eliminate, the multiple mound visits,
right,
all the different pitching changes that go on over the course of this that are kind of different ways to address the same thing. Let's just keep it moving a little bit more and get me more bang for my buck when it comes to actual play.
Yeah, I don't disagree. The major leagues obviously have longer commercial breaks, and you don't have to deal with that on the minor league level. And they have almost a lot of times in the minor leagues, they have game plans of when the pitchers are coming out. Has almost nothing to do with how the pitchers pitch. But I hear you. I have no problem with speeding up the game a little bit. And I'm totally on board with a pitch clock, even though some of my brethren would be against it. But speaking of, speaking of Connecticut, sorry, Dustin, I'm taking over here. But speaking of Connecticut, I know you're from Connecticut. So here's something we got to talk about. It has nothing to do with sports. Because as someone who's from New York, I've been living in Cleveland 9 years, My partner knows, in addition to being a snob about baseball, I'm a snob about pizza. And I talk about New York pizza. And all my Connecticut friends, and I have some from my days in New York, think that Hartford is actually the true king of pizza more than New York City. Are you going to try to convince me of that as well?
Now, my God, no, man. Like, this is my one gripe with Connecticut. Like, we got to remember our place in the hierarchy of things right here. Like, I've grown up in Connecticut damn near my whole life. I moved here when I was 10 years old. My dad started working full time at the Worldwide Leader, and I've been here ever since. And I'm not someone that bursts with a lot of Connecticut pride. I'm proud of us right now because we're doing right by COVID. The numbers are going down. But as far as the pizza, hell no. And it's all those folks down in New Haven that have that New Haven style.
Oh, yeah,
white
New Haven.
Pizza,
that's right.
That they're all so fond of and all this. And it's good, don't get me wrong, but I've had plenty of slices in New York that are going to walk circles around anything that New Haven's going to put out. It's very good. And for Connecticut, based on our overall size and what we got, it's an act of God that we've got anything that nice. So I'll take it, but no. We got to walk that back.
All right, I like that.
All right, Mike Golic Jr. with us on the hotline from ESPN, of course. The reason, Mike, we wanted to bring you on, we want to talk a little July 4th because you are a foodie. And you're an eater, you're a big man, and you are also going to be making your debut this weekend, play by play, as a former athlete. By the way, I'm nervous for you because I'd be scared to death to do play by play of anything. As an analyst, you're going to be calling the Nathan's Hot Dog Contest this weekend, which is phenomenal on ESPN. How pumped are you for that, bro?
I am so jacked. Like, when they called to ask me to do this, because you gotta say, you're right. Like, I am very much in new territory here, and I'm following in the footsteps of Adam Amin, who's getting ready to over to Fox, who used to be our colleague here, who is an all-timer. Like, Adam's one of the best play-by-play guys in the industry, the consummate pro, such a great voice for all these events, and I have to follow that somehow. So I have been leaning on Adam heavy and blowing up his phone, trying to get all the tricks, but when they called me to have to try and sub somebody in for him, I don't think I let them finish four words of the sentence before I just blurted out yes and told them I'd be there with bells on. So I am super excited for this one. Again, what a tradition. Like, the corner of Surf and Stillwell every 4th of July is absolutely the place to be. It's such a slice of Americana, and I'm pumped to be a part of it.
Let's go back to last year, right? I mean, didn't you compete against Joey Chestnut in a beignet contest, in beignet eating contest?
Yeah, down in New Orleans at the national championship, which feels like it was 5 years ago at this
it does,
point,
right?
Based on everything that we've gone through since. But, yeah, I won't even call it a contest because that implies I had a chance. Like, I call it an exhibition. Joey and I were eating beignets next to each other, and in 4 minutes' time, I downed 14, which I felt pretty good about as an amateur coming into this. They're big, full-size beignets. Joey stood next to me, and ate 74. That is exaggeration. I maintain to this day, they shortchanged him. I thought he at least put down 78. His entire plate was almost gone. It was terrifying.
Mike, I love the hot dog eating contest. It is one of my favorite events. I watch it on ESPN every year. I grew up, my middle school is like 5 blocks away from where the event takes place. So I love it. I'm into it, and I'll be locked in. What is going on, right? There's going to be no crowd. Are they still doing it in the same spot?
So it is at a unknown location right now is what is being dubbed, because they are trying to avoid that idea of if people knew where it was, maybe a crowd starts to develop outside. That's what they're trying to avoid, because it is a very different time. They're trying to make sure we don't have crowds of people there, because they don't want to put anyone in a bad situation when it comes to the virus. And it's going to look different. It's going to be a smaller field of competitors for both the men's and women's contest. Think 5 or 6 eaters in each of those fields. So you'll have fewer people at the table, more space in between them. Think some of the plexiglass that you see all over the place in restaurants and workplaces through this. And even us doing the broadcast are going to be on the opposite side of the room there, plenty of distance between us at the table. So they're taking all the precautions to make sure that the athletes are safe, everyone who is around in this process is safe, but we can still ultimately eat a bunch of hot dogs and try and make some people smile on the 4th of July.
How many hot dogs could you eat?
You know what?
If you were in the competition.
I was thinking about this a lot. I was really thinking about how many hot dogs I could try and put down in the booth during an hour broadcast, but I feel like in the best interest of not puking all over myself already, Ray, trying to do play-by-play as a former athlete, I would probably save that for them. I think realistically in the 10-minute era right now, I could probably get down 10 or 11 dogs. I mean, I would be chugging Tums the rest of the day. I would want to die probably, but I feel like I could get in a solid double-digit range.
You know, that's awesome. Hey, by the way, Mike, I don't know, you know, I don't know if you're going to be eating there, but the best pizzeria, do you know DeFars?
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
I do not.
All right. Well, DeFars is the best pizzeria, and it's probably 15 minutes away from, you know, Coney Island. I mean, you never know with the Brooklyn traffic, but you got, I don't even know if it's open with COVID, you know, who knows with COVID going on. But you got to go to if you're in that part of Brooklyn, you got to go to DeFars Pizza. I'm telling you, it is the best pizzeria.
I've been doing the show with Bull for 9 years, and he talks about DeFars Pizza every day.
It's the best.
Go check it out and tell me if it's good.
I'm telling you, and it looks like a dump. It looks like an absolute. You're gonna go there, and you're gonna be where the hell is the place? Looks like a total dump. But no, it's the best pizza you're ever going
to
have.
That's the perfect aesthetic for me. I maintain that when it comes to pizza places and restaurants that serve Mexican food, that the more of a dump it looks like from the outside, the better product I'm getting on the inside. Now, half the time, that's probably because I'm drunk walking into these places, and so I'm already making poor decisions in the process. But that is absolutely my aesthetic for a pizza place. I'm going to find it, and if it's open, I'm going to check it out.
I think it's the same for strip clubs, too. The seedier, the better.
That's true.
Absolutely. What?
All right, Mike, are you predicting an upset? Will Joey Chestnut go down in an upset?
So I think as the official play-by-play voice, I'm not supposed to make predictions. But what I will say is, I heard this on a podcast recently. Crazy Legs Conti, a great name in the Major League eating circuit for years. Have been going on my dad's show when he was doing the show with Greeny a number of times. So gotten to know him over the years. I heard him on a podcast say the other day, it is very difficult to bet against Joey Chestnut and hot dogs on the 4th of July. He is the Alabama football. He is the New England Patriots dynasty. He is all of the above when it comes to this event in this sport. So it is a hard guy to bet against. I'll say it like that.
All right, Mike, great job, man. Congrats on the gig doing the play-by-play. I know I'll be watching. And thanks for joining us. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Mike Golic Jr.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.